mind one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. Good evening, Akina. How are you tonight?
I am great. How about yourself there, Jessica?
I am doing fantastic, and I'm just so excited for our call this evening. You know, I always say that one of the most amazing things about being an entrepreneur is just that we have so much, you know, ability to just meet the most amazing people ever. And we have someone who's just really, truly fantastic on the call tonight. And, you know, before we get into that, you know, I do have a lot of feedback on my line. So I guess if we're not talking, if we can just mute the line, because there's a lot of feedback I'm getting. But, you know, tonight we are someone who is really near and dear to my heart. This person is, we are part of the same network marketing company. We met because we have a mutual mentor, and we took a mutual personal development course. And I just absolutely was so attracted to this person's energy. I saw her as a person who not only really just did the talking, but she really did the walking. She leads by example. I love to follow her on social media. She's always doing fantastic, amazing things. You know, truly a woman after my own heart. You know, when I was just speaking to this person before the show started, she says that she's passionate about God, family, and health, and in that order. And I just absolutely love that. She's part of her worship arts team and church, and, you know, really just an inspiration to so many people. You know, she's married. She's a work-at-home mom. She's had 14 years of experience as a professional network marketer and has created a multiple six-figure income in the industry of network marketing. She has a true rags-to-riches story that is going to really inspire us tonight and teach us how we can take our life and our business to a whole new level. So it is really an honor and a privilege I bring Melanie Miletix on the call tonight. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you so much, Jessica. It's my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to sharing tonight and empowering women right alongside of you. Thank you so much, Dr. Akina and Jessica, for having me here today.
Absolutely. You know, it's just amazing. And I love the industry of network marketing. And what I love the most about it is, like, you know, you get this ability to create this phenomenal enterprise in the nooks and crannies of your day. You know, when I started as a network marketer, I was working full-time, more than 40 hours a week, living in the city, commuting back and forth. And, you know, it was really hectic. And yet I managed to start to build my business and the nooks and crannies of my day. And I know that you were, you know, obviously now, and tonight leading into this podcast, you see the glory, but you don't know the story. So I know now when people look at you, they see this really powerful, successful, amazing woman. At least that's what I see when I look at you. But I know it wasn't always that way, that prior to entering into this industry, that, you know, you didn't necessarily have the glamour in your life that you have now. And can you just take us back to what that was like before you got started? So, you know, some of our listeners who may be at that place now can really see that there's so much farther that they can go.
You know, thank you. And I'm glad to share, because I really, you know, you see the glory but you don't know the story is something that I really feel passionate about. So many people assume, they make assumptions when they look at anyone who has a level of success, and they make assumptions that, oh, they were lucky, or they lived a charmed life, or I can just imagine how good their home life was, you know, like all these assumptions that you make, like you had to have it easy in some way so that you could be successful. But the truth is, it has nothing to do with any of that. It could bring you to tears, really, what a lot of truly successful people and what they were brought up in, their lives that they led, you know, being children and young adults and their experiences. So the fact is we were raised by a single mother, and she wasn't home. I have, God bless her, she was here today, but I can share this. She probably won't hear the show, it's okay. But I have next to no memories of my mother as a young child, or until I was a teenager and we fought like cats and dogs. I really don't have memories of experiences like most children do, just none. I have some of my father who I would go to visit, and because those were always good times, right, the visiting times. But I don't really have memories of my mom. And we were poor. We were poor enough that I'm really thankful that when it was time for me to go to university, and I really wanted to go, even though I'd gone to a terrible school, we were not in a town. We were near Camden, New Jersey, okay? So if you want to just go do a little research on Camden, New Jersey, you have a clue of kind of where I grew up. And so I went to a terrible school, but I wanted to go to university. And my mother actually ended up selling the business that we had, which didn't make us wealthy at all, but she sold it so that we could both go to college with financial aid. And if anything, what that will tell you about my mom is that she believed in me. Even when there was really nothing from our history that would show that we were destined to do anything great at all. But she believed in me enough and herself that we were going to go and we were going to do something different with our lives. And so she literally sold her business and we both went to university. And that's where it begins. She taught me the helping hand is at the end of your own arm. And I made it through university with a subpar education to start, but we graduated with honors. And though I came from a very poor background, and I will. Since this is an empowering woman's series, we can get really, really, to the core of insecurities and stuff, can't we, Jess? That'd be okay, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We are
okay.
Open and
vulnerable. Okay. So let's be blunt. Okay. So as a poor woman, right? But going into university and then ultimately. I had some really great times in there. It was amazing. But all along the way, I had this core of insecurity in that I didn't ever think that I was going to be able to compete with and to get where I wanted to go in life because men always got those spots. And it's not, I can say that now and it doesn't even sound logical, but I know I dealt with that. Because as I went forward into my life and with my husband, and I got pregnant, we were having a baby and I became a network marketer. How the heck do you do that? Well, I was looking for a way to make money from home so that I could actually raise my children. Remember, I didn't remember my childhood. My husband, the same thing. Imagine that, right? Neither of us remembered really or had a life with our parents. So we were absolutely determined we were going to be there to raise our kids. We were going to be the ones to, bring them up. But I remember when I got started and for years in my career, I would get downright nervous to the pit, like shaking, silly, if I was talking to a guy and they had any status whatsoever. Until, and I'm going to share this one with you, everybody who's listening, take out a pen, write it down. This is so powerful. I hope you can take this with you into if you have this in any piece of you. I had a coach, a friend, a good friend, still my good friend, and this is exactly what he said to me. He said, the people you're talking to, you are a rock star in your profession. So in other words, in network marketing, I am the rock star. And those people want to be rock stars. And you know what? The fact is I didn't really believe it at first, but I kept that with me and I wrote it down and I put it in front of me. So whenever I was talking to somebody and I got that familiar feeling of, almost unworthiness, right? The stupid feeling, stupid, but it's real. I would put it in front of me and I would be bigger. I would act bigger than I was, not in a false way, but I would put on this strength and go, I'm the rock star here. And my friend, I'm so grateful. I'm incredibly grateful to say I was consistent and persistent and I developed the skills necessary to become a professional network marketer. And there's a point in my career where I realize I can talk to the most wonderfully successful, affluent doctor, lawyer, rock star, literally, like a musician. It doesn't matter what they do for a living. It's very highly likely that I make more than they do, and I have a whole lot less stress doing what I do. So, whoa, right? So you come from a place of feeling like you can't even speak to people like that, shaking in your boots, to knowing that really I'm the rock star here, and I'm here to help you to have the financial freedom, and freedom being literally freedom from the stress that you have going after the level of income that you want in your life. So,
no, this is really powerful. You know, I also, I'm a huge ambassador, and I apologize to everyone. I had my phone was on mute, and I didn't realize. But I'm a huge ambassador to the industry of network marketing, and I love what we can really do for people. I love how you talk about it. It's interesting, Melanie, because I had a conversation earlier today where I talked about, you know, that being afraid to talk to people, like you said, that may be above you or you may perceive to be above you. And what I have found is that, you know, I had this fear of what people will think about me. You know, I was afraid of what people will think about what I say. You know, I was afraid about what people will think about my business or about my opportunity. I was afraid people would think I wasn't enough or I wasn't enough. And what I realized is I was making it so much about me, but it is really nothing to do with me. It's about them.
Right.
It's about everybody else. And the truth is that we have all these insecurities and our ego and those small voices that tell us, you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you know, you're not capable, you don't know what to say, you. And the bottom line is it's just not about us. You know, being an entrepreneur means we bless others with our products and services. So we get to make a real difference in the world, and we get to really stand for change. But the bottom line is that we make it so much about us that we get so far into our head, we let our insecurities feel other people's blessings.
Right.
And I can tell you just this week that it was amazing where this person who has been following me on Facebook, and I don't care, like, I will share this publicly. And, like, you talk about being vulnerable. Like, I'm not perfect. And just because Akeena and I do this podcast doesn't mean we're not learning every single day. You know, I had this person who was following me on Facebook, and they were following me for over a year, and they would like every single post I did, and they would listen to my stuff, and they would, you know, send me these messages, and I was just like, why is this person constantly, like, sending me pictures and putting smiley faces in my posts? It's so weird. And finally, like, I reached out to this person, and it turns out that this person has been, like, just waiting for the opportunity that I have. And meanwhile, this person's been following me for a year. In my mind, it was this crazy internet stalker who I just didn't understand why this person was liking and following my posts. And in real life, I was inspiring this person. And he was just waiting. He was afraid to message me and ask me for help. When I was sitting here and I had this amazing blessing I could give him by offering him the opportunity to take a look at my company, and it was so much about me that I took that away from him. And I realized that it's, you know, when we act with our limiting beliefs, like you said, it's really being selfish, because what it's saying is that my business is about me, and it's not about you. It's about what you could do for other people and what your company, what your products can do for other people. And for me, when we start to act from that place, you know, like you said, it really dissolves all those insecurities and beliefs, well, I can't talk to this person.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's the facts. And thank you so much for sharing that, because that's the truth. Because what would be if I had let my own fears, my own insecurities, my own lack mentality keep me from doing the work that was necessary in order for me to become a skilled and a professional and help thousands of other people? What would life be like, not just for myself, and this is not, I say this with humility, I'm not saying, but what would life be like if I hadn't done the work and I wasn't working to help other people to become free at this point? It'd be a real shame. But I think this is important, and this is I want to bring this to light again for those people who may have a mental picture of what a successful person are in network marketing, or I don't think it even matters whether it's network marketing. But in network marketing, it's easy for me to explain. And that is, the person who is the most successful is not necessarily the person who is the most charismatic or the, you know, the prettiest or the most well-spoken or any of those things. The person who is the most successful is the person who has the most people see the plan or watch the overview, however you want to say it. That's the person who's most successful. So whoever you are and wherever you're at right now, and actually it's funny, I will do this talk and I will have a picture of me when I started and then today, right? But picture of me when I started, because I tell you what, you would not prospect me when I started in network marketing. Nobody would prospect me, okay? You wouldn't, right? But then what kind of gift wouldn't you have given to that girl, right? Seriously. But the point is, it's not the most charismatic, it's not the most well-spoken, it's not the most highly skilled, because, heck, we don't all start skilled, obviously. It is the person who is willing to show the plan or show the overview, however you want to say it, the most, and the most consistently, and day in, day out, until they get great, right? And that's so important, because let's get real, you see people on this stage, and they're being recognized, and you're like, what the heck? What the heck? What do they have that I don't have? And I'll tell you what they have that you don't have. It's a work ethic. Crazy! But the work ethic, I'm not calling you lazy. I'm not calling anybody lazy, please. That work ethic comes when you get you out of the equation, just like you said, Jess. When you realize that what you're doing, you're doing it for your bigger why. You're doing it for the people around you that love you so that they can have the future that you envision for them. But you're doing it for a bigger purpose. You wouldn't be put in the place that you are to do the work that you're supposed to do as for God, right, and to the best of your ability if you weren't supposed to be doing something and you weren't going to be touching lives in a way that you really don't even have a full picture of, which your eyes can't see. We don't even know. But you got to do the work. And just crystal clear. Do it. The person who works harder.
Yeah, you know I love
is
that.
The most successful.
And I love how you're talking about. Yeah, I love how you're talking about success and redefining it. And you know, today I was actually interviewed by Marie Grace Berg, who's a very well-known podcast called Today's Leading Women. And she asked me on the podcast, and it's going to air in December, and I'll let everyone know when. But she asked me, "What is success to you? How do you measure your success?" And I said, "Listen." I said, I don't measure my success in the same terms as some people do. Now, certainly I've achieved success in the eyes of what many people will say, you know, is success. I have, you know, very close to finishing my second master's degree. I have, you know, I have three profitable businesses. We have a huge following on social media. So people can look at me and say, well, that's successful, right? That's success. And I said to her, listen, I can tell you how many followers we have on Facebook. I can tell you how many of my books I've sold. You know, I can tell you all of these things, but I don't consider that my success. I said my success is how many times a day people have told me I've changed their lives. How many times a day people have told me thank you. How many times a day that people have said, you know, I've never met anyone like you. And you know what happened to me 4 times today. And I said, and that's what I consider my success. When I know that I'm truly making a difference, I know that I'm successful. And I said, you know, I write out my vision for the world every single day, twice a day, every morning and every night before I go to bed. I write my vision for the world. And you said your why. Well, my bigger why, and we have like our big why, right? Why we're really doing this, and then we have our intermediary things we want now. But my big why is that all women are inspired and empowered in creating the life of their dreams by finding and living into their purpose. And I write that out every day twice, and I'm very, very crystal clear on what that is. And the cool thing about it, I think the amazing thing about it for me and my why, is that, you know, I don't focus on myself, but I'm included in it. So, you know, when I say all women, well, I'm a woman, so I'm included in that vision. I'm included in that purpose, but I don't make it about me. It's more than just me. And as an entrepreneur, you know, your business is not just about yourself. And if you really want to be successful, you know, it's not about approaching someone because you want to, you know, get your kid's school paid for. You want to, like for me, run a marathon, right, whatever it is. You can't just focus on that energy. You make it bigger than you, knowing that, like, we live in an abundant world and that God will take care of us. And that part of that abundance is that we get taken care of. You know, and I said this on the interview I had earlier today, and I'll say it again, and I say this a lot, is that the benefit of being an entrepreneur and getting to make the world better is that we get to live in a better world. And I just think that that's really so profound and so powerful. And like you said, it's not really, you know, about what level of, you know, and yes, I mean, and I don't mean to undermine the level of income. I think that's really important, right, because we know that if we want to help people, we have to have money. But it's not really about, you know, who has the most following on social media and who's, I mean, you can buy likes, right, on Facebook. It's really not hard to buy likes on Facebook. It's not that serious. So, I mean, you can do, like, all of these things. You know, I have 4 books out. Okay, you can publish a book. It's really not that hard. Anyone can do it. You could publish a blank Word document if you really wanted to and put it on Amazon and said you have a book published. I mean, anyone can do these things. It's about the people that, yeah, exactly, right? It's about the life that you're actually touching with your with what you're doing. And I always say that the only way that we matter is when we're in contribution. You know, ultimately, and it was Wayne Dyer who said this, is that, you know, when we die, eventually we'll be tomorrow's food. Everybody will be tomorrow's food at some point in their life. You know, that when we die, we become dust, right? And we fertilize the soil and it goes back into that cycle. But it's about leaving the legacy behind. And that's what's really important, and that's when we get to matter, and that's when we get to be in contribution. You know, would you agree with that?
I would, and I, but I would also say, you know, we will be dust, but today you have to stay, you know, the big ethereal picture, that's it's incredible. It is definitely an overarching umbrella, but today, right now, if you're shrinking away from that, if what Jessica just said kind of scares you a little bit, right, if you're a bit freaked out by the idea that you're supposed to have this great big impact on the world, well, my friend, you wouldn't be listening to this if that wasn't the case, right? For sure. But as we can get to the root of this, it is...
There's a reason that they come to a podcast called Changing Minds Online. If you weren't here for a shift in mindset in your life, you wouldn't be listening to this. You'd be doing something.
Right on.
I don't know. I don't even know what's on TV anymore because I don't do TV.
Me neither.
I can't even bring up.
We got better stuff to do.
Shows to reference. I was gonna bring up shows to reference, but they probably would be so old. I don't know.
Friends, it wouldn't make any sense. I know, right? No, honey. That's ancient.
You'd be doing something different. Is Grey's Anatomy still on? I used to watch that on Thursday nights in college.
I don't know
if that's still on, but. Desperate Housewives. I know they used to be on a Thursday night. But you wouldn't be here. That's the bottom line.
No, you wouldn't be here if it didn't really resonate to you. But maybe you're not quite there yet. But I tell you what, every moment that you take a step towards being your higher self, the self that you already are, it's not like you have to, you know, take something off of you and becomes, or, you know, you're not becoming something that you're not. You already are it. Right. Essentially, you've got to get rid of what isn't truly you. Like, ditch the false you that's covering up your real talents and your abilities and what you're here to do. But it's really a matter of every morning, as Jess said, I love that, every morning waking up and deciding that today you're going to be a better version of yourself than you were yesterday. Today you're going to apply that education that you've already got. You already know how. You just, maybe you're not doing it as to, you know, the best of your ability. You aren't going all out and, you know, pulling every stop out of your daily mode of operations, whatever it is, whatever business it is, whatever type of business it is. You know that you're kind of existing instead of living into that higher self that's going to do and change the world, you know, to have an impact on the world. If you know that you are at risk of falling into mediocrity, then identify for you what that really is. These are not the easy things. And if you can be that transparent and that, you know, to be able to share that real gut of what might be holding you back is the most empowering thing ever. And it doesn't mean that we wallow in it. You might shed a tear. Thank God for those gifts of tears, right? You can shed a tear if you want. But don't stay with that for too long because you got a lot to do. But I do believe that we all have to kind of admit where and what held us back, where the core of it is, and throw it to the side and go, that's not me, that's false. I'm a rock star. Wherever you are, you're a rock star because you're a step ahead of somebody else who's looking for somebody, for a leader, to follow in their footsteps. You are a step ahead, and therefore you've got to lean, turn back around and grab that hand and lift them up wherever you are.
No, I love that. And, you know, we're almost at the point in our show where we have to close. But, you know, I like to bring sometimes biblical references into this conversation. And I know you're a Christian as well, Melanie. So, you know, to just kind of, so one of the things I love how you what you just said is that, you know, everybody can be a mentor. That no matter where you are in your journey, there's somebody who's not quite as far as you are who you can mentor. And one of the traps that people often fall into is thinking that they have to just be at the top in order to mentor someone, and it's not true. There's always someone who is just a few steps behind you can mentor. And I always talk about, like, looking at the biblical reference of Paul and Timothy, right? So we know that Timothy was a mentor of the church, and he was this big mentor and this big leader and pastor of the church, and yet Paul was his mentor. So, you know, at any given point, we can all be a mentor and we can be a mentee. We can be mentored by somebody, but we can also mentor people. And I think that it's so important, and like you talked about, just believing in ourselves enough to step outside of our comfort zone and to really stretch ourselves into thinking, okay, I'm not only good enough to listen to other people's, you know, podcasts, I'm not only good enough to read other people's books, but I'm also good enough to call, pick up the phone and call my friend and offer them an opportunity that can change their lives and be a mentor to them, even if it just means sending them a link to someone else's podcast. That may be all it takes, and that may be all that is required for you to do, but you can touch someone's life in a really profound way right now. And, you know, I know we can talk about this forever, but we're almost at the point in our show where we need to close down. It's already almost 9:30 my time. I know we're all in different time zones, but if you could give, you know, anyone kind of a little takeaway or a little summary of, that they can go home and really just use and apply what we talked about today, what would that be?
You know, I would. I would give a summary. I would give a takeaway. But instead, I'm going to give a piece of homework. How's that?
Because
we're headed into let's do some good work for people. We're going into Thanksgiving time, right? It's perfect time for you to give without expecting anything in return. So it's a perfect time for you to go and be a mentor to someone. So let's just say you have you've been into holistic health for 25 years and it happens to be your business, right? Let's just say that's the case. But go and mentor somebody on holistic health in a way that has absolutely nothing to do with getting a new customer, right? So get that. So with what maybe your expertise is in something totally different. Maybe you're a tax professional. I don't know. But go and mentor. Go help. Go give to somebody without any expectation of any business return because it's the season. It's what we do. And that will actually, when you teach, you'll be so much better. You're so much better at what you can practice by becoming a good teacher. So go and teach somebody something that will lift them up without any expectation of return.
Well, that's some fantastic advice. I really love it. And I'm going to be committing to doing that exercise myself. I will certainly take on that homework and receive that. So thank you so much for that. You know, Akina, I know, are you on with us? I know that you're online. And, you know, for anyone listening in, Akina's line was not working during the call. So are you with us now?
Yes, I am, Jessica.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, it's been glad that you're back with us. Is there anything you want to add? I know the phone wasn't working for you during the show, but is there anything you want to add before we close off?
Thank you so much, Melanie, for being on the show today. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, sincerely.
Yes. And if anything Melanie said resonated with you tonight, please come and find our podcast on changyourmindsonline.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, YouTube.
Awesome.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much, Melanie, for being on the show. It's always an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. I'm always uplifted and inspired by any interactions we have. So thank you again for coming on and sharing with our audience.
Likewise, Jessica. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. You know, Yes, we for us too. You know, we always end our podcast in the same way. We let our listeners know we love you. We are so grateful for you and for that you allow us to be part of your journey. You know, we love you. God bless. Make it a super powerful week. And we are excited to be with you on Sunday night for our inspirational call at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great week, everybody.
Good night, everyone.